11th parak of Trumas Mishnah Beis. We are discussing now halachas of juices that come out of truma fruit. So dvash tamarin, if you squeeze or pulverize dates and you end up with like a honey that comes out of them, that's the juices of the date. Yain tapuchim, that's apple juice. It's called apple wine because they used to ferment it like some type of cider. Chaymet tzvanias, and vinegar that came out of grapes that were from the fall season and they weren't good grapes, they would make them to vinegar, not to wine. The shakol mepevis, and juice that comes out of any type of fruit, oranges, pears, whatever it may be, of truma, shal truma. Rebbeleza holds the juice of every fruit has the same status as the fruit, and therefore the fruit of truma, if a non-kohen eats it unintentionally, he has to pay one and a fifth. Rabbi Yeshua points on Jesus, says, no, the juice that comes out of fruits other than olives and grapes does not have the status of the fruit, and therefore if you eat it, you do not have to say this can be chaynish. Similarly, there's another machlekes, Rebbeleza metan mishamashke, with aloha, of certain liquids have a status of mashkim in respect to tumah, the makabel tumah. So he says that all fruit juices have this status. Whereas Rabbi Yeshua says, lo yumonu chachomim shiva mashkim kemoine patomim. Chachomim said there are only seven mashkim, which is wine, blood, oil, olive oil, oil from olive, milk, dew, water, and
honey,
and
honey,
wine. I said already. Mm. I mentioned wine already. And honey from bee honey. So these are the seven mashkin. Yeah. So he said, when Chachamim had a kabbalah, he had seven mashkin. They didn't count them like moine patomin. These were certain type of spice deals that would not count the bunches of spice accurately. Elish over almost shiva mashkin today, and there are only seven mashkin that have the status of a mashkin. And of those, only two of them come from fruits, which is the wine and the olive oil. Shakol mashkin toyim, the liquids that come out of any other fruit do not have the status of mashkin, and they're not a kabbalah tumin. So if somebody has oil that is made out of rape seed or something else, that is not a kabbalah tumah. There's no get to aloha that is aloha if you eat something which has a liquid on it, a fruit that has water on it, and it says then you're supposed to wash your hands before you're eating it. Some people are naked, but the Shabu says a person should be wash his hands before he eats it. So this applies to a food that is covered with a liquid like water, milk, or honey. But if it's something that was, let's say, fried in oil other than olive oil, even if it is wet on the outside, one would not have to wash his hands for such a thing. Because that liquid is not something that would be metabolized.